Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听英文口语马拉松。我是 DJ 叶童桥。And today is already day 70. Okay, first, I think I should say Happy International Children's Day to all the kids in the world. 首先，我应该对所有世界上的儿童朋友们啊说一声这个节日快乐，因为今天是属于你们的节日。 And by the way, do you mind I join you guys? 那大家介不介意 Jeffrey 也加入一下这个国际儿童节这个庆祝的大队伍呢？那我们知道六一儿童节嘛，一定会有很多的庆祝，但是呢，我想说的是，可能在我们的身边或者在世界的某个角落还有很多孩子，其实他们是没有办法庆祝他们的节日的。那么也跟今天所要讲到的这个短语是有关的，叫做 double standard， double D-O-B-L-E standard S-T-A-N-C-A-R-D double standard， double 就是指的是双重的， standard 是标准，所以 double standard 就是双重标准了，也就是说用不同的标准来要求和衡量，因此呢就会产生不公平的待遇，或让某人处于不利的地位了。比如说有的父母对孩子偏爱，不能同等的对待，相信这种现象其实大家在现在见的少了，但是以前会有很多，会发现很多的小的女婴啊孩子呀，或者有疾病的孩子都会被抛弃或被扔掉。那再比如说到了一定年龄的时候，家长们会允许儿子谈恋爱，可就是不让同龄的女儿这样做。我们可以说父母在谈恋爱的问题上采取的是双重标准， Parents had a double standard when it came to dating, OK? 那双重标准呢，不仅仅出现在家庭的生活中，社会的每个 level 每个层级都会有这种现象，只要有歧视就会有 double standard. So, what kind of double standards that you guys can think of? 那大家能想到什么样的 double standards 呢？ You can interact with Jeffrey and text information below. 那大家可以通过在评论当中留言告诉我你们想到的 double standard better in English 最好用英文。那接下来我们来听一个例句，这是一个批评政府在加工资的问题上实行的双重标准。 I don't like the double standards in my country. Politicians expect their salaries to be raised every couple of years, and yet the federal government hasn't raised the minimum wage for the poor since 1997.
这个人说，我很不喜欢我们国家的双重标准，比如说政界的人士希望每两年都给自己加薪，可是联邦政府呢，从1997年以来就一直没有为穷人啊提高过最低工资标准。 OK, let's listen to it one more time. I don't like the double standards in my countryPoliticians expect their salaries to be raised every couple of years, and yet the federal government hasn't raised the minimum wage for poor people since 1997.
实际上呢，双重标准往往是出于歧视或者偏见，这是历来都有的，绝对不是什么新现象。可是 double standard 这个习语呢，据说是在20世纪中期才出现，也就是说只有不到100年的历史哦。 OK, let's have one more example. 我们再来看一个例句，那这是一个说许多国家存在男女不平等的现象。 In many cultures, it is okay for men to have many girlfriends, but not okay for women to have many boyfriends. In factIt is often a sign of man's success to have many girlfriends, whereas a woman would be looked down upon for the same behavior. This is a classic double standard.
那在这里讲到了，在许多文化里，男人可以有很多女朋友，可是女人就不可以有好多个男朋友。事实上，男人有很多女朋友还常常被看作是他们成功的象征了，当然这只是在一些特定的国家或者地域。而妇女呢，如果有很多男朋友就会被人看不起，这是典型的双重标准。 OK, let's listen to it one more time. In many cultures, it is okay for men to have many girlfriends, but not okay for women to have many boyfriends. In fact, it is often a sign of man's success to have many girlfriends, whereas a woman would be looked down upon for the same behavior. This is a classic double standard.
OK, 所以这是一个典型的什么呀？双重标准。那确实是这样，时至今日啊，在世界上的某些角落，男性和女性之间的这种 double standard 还是有很多的，
Anyway, I hope there will have less double standards and people will have happier life, okay? So, have you got double standard for today? 那今天的 double standard 大家是否掌握了呢? And that's all for today. If you're interested in English, you can also join our QQ chat group, which is 1768-5122, 1768-5122. This is Jeffrey from English Marathon, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.